With major fighting in Iraq finished just 3 weeks ago, Americans are celebrating an unusually emotional Memorial Day. As Marines returned home to North Carolina, President Bush honored war dead in Arlington, Virginia. And as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, thoughts about the war in Iraq dominated countless observances around the country.
President Bush continued a Memorial Day tradition by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. This burial ground serves as a kind of national center stage on Memorial Day. Arlington holds the dead from every conflict in which the U.S. has participated, and President Bush noted that it is now hosting burials for the dead from a new war.
One of the funerals was for Marine Second Lieutenant Frederick Porkeny, Jr. of Jacksonville, North Carolina. His wife, Carolyn, received a folded flag. His 2-year-old daughter, Taylor, knelt beside her mother at the casket to say a final goodbye.
And there will be more military funerals at this and other cemeteries. At Fort Rosecrans National Cemetery in San Diego, Navy Rear Admiral Jose Luis Betancourt reminded his audience that America still has to win another war, the War on Terror.
It will be won because to succumb to terror would equate to surrender of values which we hold dear and which make the United States the beacon for the world, as it was to my parents when they brought me to this great land.
That mix of pride and mourning was echoed elsewhere. More than 2,000 members of the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit arrived home in North Carolina after a 9-month deployment. But the arrival of one ship, the Nassau, was delayed. Two sailors are believed to have fallen overboard and died on the way home. Casualties like these cast a shadow on the reunions enjoyed by many military families. Jane Riley of Pennsauken, New Jersey, was recently reunited with her son, James Riley, an Army sergeant with the 507th Maintenance Company from Fort Bliss, Texas. He was captured early in the war and held for 3 weeks.
Everybody in the press, at least, and people who've been sending us cards and letters and notes have said he's a hero. And he has said he's not a hero. He's doing his job, and that all those who gave up their lives, they're the heroes, because they made the ultimate sacrifice.
Jane Riley's world has been turned upside down since her son's capture. While James was a POW, his sister died of a neurological disorder, so James Riley returned to a different kind of home. Jane Riley says one thing is certain about war.
Veterans of every war, I think, have tried to tell people that your experience when you go out of the country and into a theater, regardless of if you see action or not, you will come back a changed person.
Riley is immensely proud of her son's service, but other families are much more ambiguous about the sacrifices they and their families made. Fernando Juarez del Solar moved to Southern California from Tijuana, Mexico, about a year ago because his son Jesus wanted so badly to be a Marine.
Yo he aprendido que las guerras no hay ganador. In the war, nobody wins. Everybody lost.
Del Solar attended an anti-war demonstration in San Diego on Saturday, where he urged young people to study and not to fight.
Yo también dije que la mejor arma.
Del Solar says, I also said that the best weapon that young people can have in their hands is not a pistol, it's a book. But for the most part, Americans today set aside disagreements and focus perhaps on the inevitability of war. President Bush recalled Americans had been called to war throughout this country's history.
All Americans and every free nation on earth can trace their liberty to the white markers of places like Arlington National Cemetery. And may God keep us ever grateful.
President Bush speaking at Arlington National Cemetery. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.